7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I are going to talk to Catherine Bell, an actress that has appeared on this program a number of times. And more to her credit, she has been on television in a lot of action dramas. She was the person of Mac McKenzie on JAG, in case you are trying to put with Catherine Bell, I don't know her. She's also in Army Wives, and Maria's going to join us as well, so that'll be good. All right, before we get to Catherine Bell, however, we want to have a little laughter. There's nothing like a good laugh. It'll heal a lot of hurts. So I have a little laughter right after this on Good Day.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate, and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
All right, so Maria and Roberta and Jennifer and Doug are here. Mm-hmm. And the FBI had an opening. They were looking for an assassin. After all the background checks, interviews, testing was done, there were three finalists, two men and a woman. For the final test, the FBI agents took one of the men to a large metal door, handed him a gun. The agent said, "We must know that you will follow instructions no matter what. Inside the room is your wife. She's sitting there. Kill her." The man said, "You can't be serious. I could never shoot my wife." Agent said, "You're not the right man for the job. Take your wife and go home." Second man was given the same instructions. He took the gun, went into the room. All was quiet for about 5 minutes. The man came out with tears in his eyes and he said, "I tried, but I can't kill my wife." Agent said, "You don't have what it takes. Get out of here." And it was the woman's turn. She was given the same instructions. "Kill your husband." She took the gun, went into the room. Shots were heard. One after another after another. Then they heard screaming and crashing and banging on the walls. And then a few minutes later, while it was quiet, the door opened, and there stood the woman wiping the sweat from her brow. She said, "The gun was loaded with blanks. I had to beat him to death with a chair." The moral of the story...
Nice.
Women are crazy. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with them! All right, so we're not going to mess with Catherine Bell. We'll get her on here in just a moment on Good Day.
Nice.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found.
Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
Yeah, they didn't pitch the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is Catherine Bell the same person as she plays in the various characters? Like, she was pretty headstrong in JAG. She's now in Army Wives, been on the air for 5 seasons. So I don't know that I asked you this when you were here before. By the way, you can say hi to Jennifer and Roberta and Maria and Richie, all of us gathering together to speak with you, Catherine Bell.
Aw, how nice. Hello.
Isn't that sweet?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Good morning.
How close are you in real life? I remember you telling us stories about you and your husband on the couch last time you were here. What average, ordinary folks
wow.
you are. Don't you remember that conversation?
You mean watching TV on the couch, of course.
Yeah, well.
I was about to say, which conversation was that?
That was our private conversation.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, how close, you know, you actresses, you sound like and you seem like you fit into these roles pretty well, into a groove. But how much of you do you think you put into these various characters that you play?
Well, you know, I think all the characters I've played are very different. So, but what's interesting is there's a little bit of me in each of them. I guess it's probably the best way to describe it. You know, I have the tough side, the strong side, the action hero side. You know, I like to ride my motorcycles and whatever, shoot guns and go wakeboarding and fun stuff like that. So I've got that side. And then, you know, we all have different sides. So I just bring a little bit of me to each character. I'm probably closest to Cassie Nightingale, the Good Witch. Probably the closest to my personality, kind of lighter and sillier and fun. You know?
The Good Witch is the character you play in this Hallmark special that's on this Saturday, right, on the Hallmark TV channel? Yeah.
Hallmark channel, yes.
Yeah, so when you say closest, let's talk about her and why you feel close to her.
Well, you know, I always play these sort of strong and serious women. And I got the offer, 4 years ago now. This is our fourth Good Witch movie. It was just a straight offer. The producer had never met me, and she wanted me to play the role. And I thought, wow, I wonder how she knows that I can even do this role. And I guess she heard from a casting director that I'm actually like this in person, you know, just kind of, I don't know, light and I don't know if it's silly or whimsical or just kind of, you know, playful. So that's probably the closest to my character. But I spent years playing very serious, like you said, headstrong, you know, marine, lawyer, you know.
Somebody,
beating up bad guys.
People who are the promoters and producers of things, as you can imagine, send us things. I got a book across my desk the other day called Chicks with Guns.
And Chicks with Guns.
I was very intrigued, actually, by it, and I said to the producer...
Yeah.
Let's have this woman on. I want to talk about what it is that now seems to attract more women all the time. More and more women are taking guns and using them for hobbies and that sort of thing. So you said that's something that you do. What do you do?
Well, you know, I usually end up doing it for movies, but because I did it in so many movies, I go to the range once in a while, you know, just to keep up on it. And I've done it with the Marine Corps and just to go out with my buddies in the CIA, guns, some of their toys here in South Carolina.
See,
yeah.
I'm thinking that neither Jennifer nor Roberta nor Maria has ever shot a gun. Am I right?
I would say Jennifer may.
Oh, no, I have.
Really?
Yes, I have.
So, you're kidding me, Doug.
Well, no, I'm just curious as to whether you've ever used a gun. All right, so you have? It's surprising.
I have not, by the way, to answer your question. Although I do want one, and I do want to learn how to use it the right way. So I want to. I have that desire, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Maybe that's the thing about Catherine. She has played all these people that do. I don't know. There's something about it. I'm not sure. It sort of maybe reminds me of what I think of a chick driving a Corvette. Does that sound sexist?
What?
I just had a Corvette.
Did you?
Sold my 69 Stingray.
Awesome.
Why did you sell it? That's a my girl. That's terrible.
Show? You sound like Doug's kind of girl.
Yeah.
Well, she's
right, exactly. So you have by the way, don't you have a new baby? And I see that somewhere.
I do. That's basically why I sold it. And Carsey doesn't quite fit in the vet.
Well, you could have it for fun. Keep it around.
True.
Don't tell me you drive some square SUV or van or something around.
You know, I just bought an SUV, but it's a Porsche. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's good. 400 horsepower V8, so we're cool. It's good.
You're pretty wild, aren't you? I'm looking at your website here, CatherineBell.com. One day you want to learn how to fly helicopters? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I've always wanted to. We'll see if I ever have time, but helicopters or planes or both,
And so your husband doesn't mind any of this stuff. Is he into it as well?
He is, yes. we're both pretty.
All right, so I have an issue with you, and I need to talk to you about this issue. I've been waiting to talk to you since the last time you were on. You have got to stop doing all of these Hallmark movies. My wife is driving me crazy.
Why? That
channel is on all day long, and she's watching all these movies. She walks out of the room, and we were talking about it yesterday, you know, how husbands walk out and their wives walk in and says, "Remember that time you left me for that other woman?" And you're like,
"No, the Hallmark movies are the best because they get you in the spirit." Hallmark is really good at doing Halloween stuff. They're good at doing Christmas.
But I mean,
it'll make you cry.
She's addicted to that stuff.
What?
She's addicted to it.
You're killing me.
Yeah, it is. It is. No, it's good stuff. She loves it. She watches it all the time. So
all right. So what's in this? For 60 seconds, let's go through. This is the fourth installment of the Good Witch movie on the Hallmark Channel. What is different about this? I mean, where is the story going?
So this one's called The Good Witch's Family. So she's now married and recently married, and she's got the two stepkids that have been throughout all four movies. And she's got a relative that shows up, a cousin that she didn't know she had, and she might not be such a nice witch, if we are witches, of course. That's never quite clearly defined, but she's not so nice, and Cassie has to use her charms to figure out how to change her life, because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Little ways.
Are these things like shooting a regular one-hour drama that is on weekly? Like, can you do it in the same time you shoot an episode of Army Wives or JAG?
No. It's a two-hour movie, so it's they're pretty fast for a TV movie. It's about 15 days. So
15 days.
5 days. Uh-huh.
And do you, as a matter of course, do you learn your lines for the whole day, or do you just take one scene at a time, learn your lines, invect yourself, and then during the setup and change and everything, you go back and learn whatever lines you need for the next shoot?
Yeah, kind of more like that. You review them a little bit the day before. I do, thank God, learn lines really fast. So I kind of look at it the day before, make sure there's no gigantic speeches, and then kind of just run them a bit before each scene and learn them quick that way.
Yeah, and if you don't really learn them, you go through. How many takes do you usually do on each scene, do you think?
Anywhere from one to ten, I guess, depending on what's, usually it's more like a technical thing, a camera, getting the focus right. By the time we start shooting, I have my lines down. I may need to say them a few times in rehearsal, run them in makeup chair with the other actor.
Yeah, just to kind of get comfortable with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to know the sort of inside, the behind-the-scenes stuff. All right, so The Good Witch's Family is going to premiere on Saturday at 9 o'clock Central. Let's see, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on the Hallmark Channel. And it stars Catherine Bell. Catherine, nice to have a chat with you again.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Catherine.
Take care with the new baby boy. It's at 20 past the hour on Good Day.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
Snippet from a big song on this date in 1970. This group called Sugarloaf. I believe this is a one-hit wonder, Richie, if I'm not mistaken.
They had another song. Did they? I remember playing this
as a disc jockey in 1970. Yeah. Green Eyed Lady.
Are they related to Meatloaf, by the way?
Sugarloaf?
Yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah.
Cousins, okay. Meatloaf. Sugarloaf.
No.
What other kind of loaves are there?
Banana loaf?
Bread?
Yeah. Here, Roberta. Hi, it's 25 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, here to celebrate farmers in America. Go to DougSteffen.com right now. You can follow along with us, although we're going to play the audio. The video is very compelling. Every day, as you know, we have a video of the day. Something that we have found that is, I don't want to overuse the word compelling, it has value, it means something, and with all the discussion about the family farmer, yesterday I went a little berserko because of the article that was in the Washington Post about how the small farmers need to be more regulated. I think I needed to have a checkup after that. My blood pressure, which is normally pretty low, went pretty high. This kind of stuff, it's just so, it's beyond stupid. But anyway, so this is a slideshow of things that go on some of America's family farms with a tribute to the farmer by Paul Harvey.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die and dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then paining from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a five-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
I am so taken by those who do understand how important farming is and agriculture is on this scale. And maybe it is because I grew up around it and still have it as part of my life. But I think more people ought to be thinking and hearing that. So I pass it along as the video of the day at Doug Steffens Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I just decided I would go to flipme.com. And
I want to be flipped.
Really? I'm trying to figure out how this works here.
Me too.
There's an audio. Let's see here. Well, this to help everybody understand what's going on. Roberta and Richie and Jennifer and I are about to meet Rachel D'Alto, who is the person who launched FlipMe last year. She is an expert, so some say, in dating and flirting. Ah, I know why I wanted to. This is Richie always asks me, why do I want to talk to people like this? And I think now I have remembered that I saw, Rachel, that you teach classes on flirting. And if that's the case, I think we can all learn.
Yeah, I need this.
Oh, we love flirting.
Right. And even if you're married, somebody said to me once, and I don't know how self, this is, I don't want to make this too much about me, but I remember having a date with somebody once a long time ago, at least 15 years ago. And this woman, who I had not really met, brought her sister. And so the two of them are having dinner with me.
That's not a good sign.
And I'm flirting with her sister.
Yeah.
And the sister is married. But much more attractive than the woman that I first contacted. And so we spent pretty much the whole evening flirting. We're walking down the street, and her sister, the woman that I first met, was almost screaming at the two of us. And the sister turns around and said, "Yeah, I'm married, but I'm not dead." And so I don't know if that's a good launch point for this conversation or not, but that's one of those things on flirting. I have always been accused of being a flirt, whether I'm a good flirt or not. Roberta, would you say, as I won't ask Jennifer this because it's not appropriate, but with Roberta, I have flirted. I've flirted.
You're not a good flirt, though. Your flirting is like a frying pan hitting you on the head.
No. We flirted with each other. It's just fun.
All right. Rachel, Rachel, you want to help me? You don't know me, but you may want to help me here a little bit.
I'm here to help you.
Are you really? And how would it be that you're going to help us?
I absolutely agree, though, that, you know, until you're dead, you have to keep flirting because it makes you feel better. It makes the person you're talking to feel better. But you got to keep it in check and make sure you're not offending anybody at the same time. So,
Your spouse.
Yeah, like your spouse or their spouse or, you know, your date.
Well, but there are circumstances when you might, you're right, you have to be smart about it. But there are people who are good at it and people who are not good at it. I'm guessing that because you started this, you want to explain, first of all, what the origin of the term flip me is for those who may not get what that's all about.
Or maybe misunderstanding it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's just very tongue-in-cheek. It's because we actually sell flirt cards, so it's, you know, flip me a card, flip the card over and see the contact information. So it's just a kind of a fun phrase that just
so you give people cards that have lines on it?
Yeah, what we started was it's a way for women to flirt. We work specifically with women through Flip Me, and basically they're flirt cards that have different sassy or sweet or sexy lines on the front, and then on the back it has a code that links the recipient to your profile. So it's kind of like,
I think this is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I would totally do this.
All right, so this is for you.
I'll send
Jennifer.
You a pack. Send me an address.
My friend is hitting me on Facebook, and she wants a pack as well.
Well, as a single person, especially a single person that's professional, here's my issue, is that when I'm out talking to someone and I'm interested in them, I'll give them my card. When I'm out talking to someone that I'm not interested in, I give them my card. So you never know what message you're sending when you hand out a business card.
Exactly.
But if you have something that's set up where you specifically let someone know you're interested,
here's one for you, Jennifer. Here's a card that says, you can give this card to me. This is like giving your business card. I'm playing easy to get. Here, sir. May I give you my card?
I should get a tattoo that says that.
Across your forehead?
I have some t-shirts with that soon.
All right.
Yeah, well, there's different, you know, because we want to make sure that everybody's personality comes through, because it needs to sound like the people who are actually giving them. So we have sweet, sexy, and sassy ones. That's a sexy one, so that's really for, like, the bolder woman. It, you know, goes along the lines of our Care to Be Mr. Right Now card.
All right, so Roberta, that would be for you then. Roberta,
yeah, I think I'm more sassy, don't you guys think?
The sassy ones are
Yeah, you're definitely sassy.
More sassy.
So what am I? Am I sassy, sexy, or sweet?
Have you got a fourth category?
There is a combo pack, so if you have somebody with multiple personalities,
that's
you
me.
Get
multiple
one of
personalities.
You never know.
I'm
what
quite
you know
proud
when
of
you're
myself after having
life.
Said that. I don't want you to know that.
You need bitchy.
Uh-oh.
You me, Subway, let's go.
All right. So, how have you used these, Rachel?
I'm technically married, so I can't, but I do use them for my friends. I'm a really great
what
wing
do you mean
woman.
By technically married?
Well, I mean I'm legally and I'm married, so I can't actually use them, but I still flirt. I completely agree with the woman who doesn't flirt until, you know, doesn't stop flirting.
So what does your husband think about your flirting? You do it in the presence of your husband or not?
You know, you have to be respectful,
right.
But, you know, you just have to toe a line, but, you know, he's supportive of the business, obviously.
Does your husband flirt, and do you guys have, like, rules about flirting?
We don't have rules. I mean, he's a salesman, so he flirts probably more than I do.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I really, you know, we can't really say anything.
It keeps your relationship going a little bit, though, if you have a little flirtation going between yourself and with other people, I think.
Absolutely. You got to keep everybody on their toes, you know. So I think, it makes you feel good. I think flirting with somebody and getting a response back, it's just a natural endorphin. So
when do you or how do you or where do you use this? So what's the, you said your husband is a salesperson. Women who are very good, I think women are better at sales than men are, and not for the obvious reasons. I think men are not good at follow through. They're not good at detail. I think women are very good. The women I've had for me working in sales have always been much better than the men, just because they work at it better, and maybe if they're selling to men, it's easier. I don't know. I just find women better at this. So under the circumstances, when are these Flip Me cards best used? Flipme.com, by the way.
I mean, they're great for a ladies' night out. You know, that's kind of when you're out in the town and you're at an event or some sort of location where, you know, you see somebody that you're interested in. I mean, they really do work anywhere. But we find that a lot of women love to go out together with people because it just makes it more fun. Mm. And it's just a way to break the ice in any situation, because I think that's what most people have the biggest problem with. You know, they'll see somebody they're attracted to, but it's how do you get off that awkward hump of, like, you know, I need to actually connect with this person. And if they're not going to make that effort, you know, you're going to lose an opportunity. So.
And a lot of time I think women wait for a phone number or wait for the guy to make a first move. This is a nice, subtle way to probably make the first move. But what does the guy see when he goes to the card that you give him and he puts in the code? What does he see after that?
He sees your profile, so he'll enter the two card codes and then he'll see the profile in there. But it's not like we're not eHarmony or Match. We're not, you know, working on degrees of compatibility. It's more of a personality-based profile. It's, you know, just like the name, it's very tongue-in-cheek. And then, you know, once they see you and your answers to those, then they can connect through the website's messaging center and then basically go back and forth. And typically within 3 to 4 messages, someone gives out a phone number and then they move outside the site. But I like to think of it as more like a vetting process, you know?
So how do you know, if it is a vetting process, then how do you know who you're talking to or how the
you
compatibility
the
stuff or whatever. Yeah, I mean, what's the, is there?
Well, you actually have to have a conversation with them, you know, and it's
you have to have
messages.
Seen them first.
Right, you have
you
to
can't go online. You have to seen them first.
I mean, so, you can't,
oh, yeah, there's no searching. This is all real-life connecting. Mm-hmm. And then you go online to actually, you know, send messages back and forth and kind of get to know each other. And you can normally tell pretty quickly if this person's someone that you actually want to, you know, progress with.
And what if you see somebody, like, on the street, and they said, he looks interesting. Could you give them a card?
Absolutely. You can give a card anywhere, anytime.
Here's, I'm reading some of the sexy cards. I play games. It's your move.
Uh-huh. Ooh. That's kind of hot. I like
Roberta,
that.
Roberta, here's yours. Care to be Mr. Right Now?
See, I don't know. What's
consider
wrong with me?
I have a little secret.
How come women never... if I've been told that women... I do, I've been approached, and I don't recognize that. How is it that I'm not, I don't recognize?
Because you're always thinking about what you are going to say and not listening to what she is saying, so you're kind of like,
no, no. I mean, just in a circumstance
I never recognize
where,
it either, Doug.
Yeah,
I'm
where
still
I would
like
just
that.
Be, I'm busy doing something or maybe at some place, or, I don't know, restaurant, some social event where somebody might be interested in me. I don't, I often in wonder look at these circumstances. The other night, the season premiere of Two and a Half Men, Ashton Kutcher and what's the other guy's name?
John Cryer.
Cryer. Go to a bar, and two women are there, and so they supposedly pick him up, bring him back to the house, and they both walk upstairs with Ashton Kutcher. That has never happened to me in my life. Never.
I was wondering where the story was going.
Never, ever has that ever happened.
You never had two women pick you up.
I had one woman pick me up.
You never had one.
That's not true.
I doubt that. That's the actual and complete foundation for. I have a book coming out that's called I'm Hitting on You, Dumbass, and it's a girl's guide to flirting with clueless men.
I love it. I love it.
Because so many men, you have no idea.
No.
I have talked to so many guys who have no clue. Like, this woman is practically throwing herself at you, and they walk away, and you'll say, you knew she was hitting on you, right? And he's like, what? So
actually, now, here's this story goes without a name. At a convention that Richie and I were at last year, and one of my partners in New York, Jeff and I walked out. After I'd been pitched by somebody to do a have her interviewed on my program, and she was all over me, and I walked out the door and I said to Jeff, "Is she hitting on me?" And he looked at me and he started to laugh. But that's what it was, you know. It was more than I mean. I could have apparently.
So you recognized it. You just weren't sure enough to make
it. I didn't work. I didn't act on it. Perhaps because I was. I'm basically pretty shy, actually. As much as
a lot of guys are shy, and that's, you know, I think women have to start taking that first initiative, however they do it, because a lot of guys are shy, and you don't want to. You know, there's great guys out there that don't know how to make the first move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that certain situation, she was trying to become a guest on the show, but was also flirting. How do you detach one from the other? You know, okay, I'm trying to get you to talk about my product on your show, so I'm going to flirt with you to get that. Yet,
but it was more than that.
Are you really interested in me? I'm not sure. Which one is this? How do you?
Yeah, that's a little touchy. I mean, especially when you're mixing business with pleasure like that. I mean, I would wait if she was very. if she was genuinely interested in dating you, I would suggest that, you know, she waits until she's either booked or declined and then pursue anything romantic, because that's a mixed message there. And I think you can flirt in any situation, but, you know.
Remember the time, Richie, now this is coming back to me. We had a woman on the, I mean, I flirt often with people who are on the program, whether they're guests or they're callers or whatever. I do that, Rachel.
And I'm waiting.
We had
you're married.
Yeah. And as soon as you told me that,
he's
gone.
Like, yeah, he's moving on to the next one already,
right.
Rachel.
But we had a conversation on the air, this woman and I, and she had a wonderful voice, and yeah. I obviously was flirting with her. And so, Richie, I don't know if you've got that. There's a little outtake.
I do somewhere,
From that conversation in which I talked to her about flirting and whether you take action or not on it. And that's the other thing. In flirting, most guys want action, and women want words, right? Or maybe they want action,
yeah.
too. But.
Well, eventually they want action, but I think they have to be kind of, you know, brought into the fold a little bit more verbally before, you know,
right.
the physical stuff happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to work it a little harder.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
All right, I'll remember that. So, again, the website is, you're waiting, she says. Flip me is flipme.com is the website, and these are cards that you can use to help yourself, if you will, but they're for women. So now what
they're
we need
women.
To do is create something. You're smarter enough to do this for men, I would think, Rachel. You ought to be able to figure out how
does
to do
it work
this.
For men, really?
I think most guys, and I hate to say this because, you know, you guys are listening, I think a lot of guys are too proud to admit that they could use a little extra boost.
Hmm.
So, and I think also for women, you know, our biggest concern is kind of protecting our personal information. You know, when you give out your business card, you've kind of exposed yourself from A to Z, you know, because they know your full name, where you work, they could find you on Facebook, you know. So I think it really, there's a benefit for women with this more so than men, but I wouldn't ever, you know, put it out of the realm.
Well, you know, I have friends that what they do is they have alternate business cards. It doesn't have as much information on it. In fact, some of them don't even have their real last name on it.
Yeah, I know married men who have their same business cards.
No, but it's for that initial contact so that, you know, you kind of protect yourself. I mean, I know one friend in particular who does this all the time.
Yeah, Roberta
wow.
and her friends. All right, this is an interesting place to
she
go. Check
Chicago.
It out. Flipme.com. Rachel D'Eldo, thank you for being here. Best of luck with this.
Thanks for having
Thanks,
me.
Rachel.
It's 12:40 the hour on Good Day.
Fall is here. To help you stay well this time of year, it's important to get the nutrients your body needs every day through your diet as well as through high-quality vitamins and supplements. In honor of October being American Pharmacist Month, registered pharmacist Susie Cohen is here with advice everyone should hear.
Whether you're heading to the pharmacy to get your flu shot or pick up a prescription, I recommend talking with your pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have about choosing vitamins and supplements. This fall, it's important to remember that good health starts in the vitamin aisle. For example, vitamin C is loaded with antioxidants and helps to support a healthy immune system. I trust Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended brand of letter vitamins.
Susie also recommends washing your hands frequently and coughing into your elbow instead of your hands to help prevent illness from spreading. For more information on how you can stay well this fall and to learn more about vitamins and supplements, visit naturemade.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Okay, let's see what I have in my cards. I have all of these cards here. I don't know which one to use. Hey, baby, what are you doing tonight?
Consider this our little secret.
51 after on Good Day.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car.
With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Three past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day, and Doug has gone off for some Heidelberg meetings. We'll be back with us in a little bit here. Until then, it's time for our good friend Alex Goldfain, the Tech Tailor. And today, Alex wonders if you think the value of Wall Street will come back, and what does that have to do with all of the technology? We'll find out in just a second here on Good Day. It's 53 past.
O'Reilly. When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Here's some technology news bits and bytes for your Friday. IBM announced its next CEO and its sales chief, Virginia Romedy. She'll take over January 1st and continue focusing IBM and its software sales to corporate clients. IBM has done quite well for itself since moving its business away from us consumers. Next, Amazon announced a huge drop in profits of 73% in the third quarter. This was caused by big spending on new warehouse, data centers, and digital content, according to the Wall Street Journal. Of course, Amazon sales were up 44%, but its estimates for the holiday season were conservative. Stock prices reacted accordingly, falling 12% in after-hours trading on Wednesday. Finally today, Google reports that the U.S. government requests for data on user searches were up 20% over the previous six-month period. There were about 6,000 government requests for searches and information in the first 6 months of the year. Just so you know, they can find out. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
It's that time of year again when the streets get just a little bit spookier, and as many kids search for the sweetest treats, Kate Brooks tells us it's important for everyone to prepare for Halloween, whether you're dressing up or just handing out candy.
Whether it's Harry Potter or Smurfette, plenty of kids will be dressing up and hitting their neighborhood streets for trick-or-treating this Halloween. That's why it's important for parents to take the right safety precautions to ensure a fun yet safe night for everyone. It's easy for a youngster to get separated from a parent or group in all the excitement of the night. In these instances, it could be beneficial to have the child's name and phone number attached to their costume. It's also important to make sure motorists can see you. By carrying a flashlight equipped with Duracell copper top batteries, glow sticks, or reflective tape, you can ensure you and your group are visible to motorists and passersby. A costume made of bright material also helps a trick-or-treater to stand out in the dark. And if you're not the one dressing up, you still may need to do some work for the evening. Homeowners need to prepare their house for those spooky visitors. A first step is to make sure your house and property are lit well. Remove anything that may block pathways. And if you're decorating, it's safer to use artificial lights or battery-operated candles over real ones, which can pose a fire hazard. For more, log on to Facebook.com/Duracell. That's Lifestyles from Duracell.
And speaking of Facebook, if you head on over to Facebook this morning, check in with us at the Doug Steffen Show or Good Day Show. It'll take you to the same place. And Jennifer, what did we talk about there yesterday?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I figure it might be.
We talked about the new super broccoli, the one that would help you fight heart disease. And would you eat science-created food, or do you just prefer to stick with what nature created? Frankenfood, exactly.
Yeah, here's a little bit of technology I'm not really up with. The Frankenfoods kind of freak me out, man.
You want your broccoli just normal, not souped up. Huh?
Is there a normal anymore? Is there just plain? Is there wild broccoli growing somewhere that we can buy and eat, or is it all kind of technology?
Yeah. All seeds now. Yeah, everything's been kind of mutated.
It's all mutant vegetables, I think. I don't know if I trust it.
I don't know. Our listeners are saying that they don't know about genetically modified food. Christine Calloway said that there had been discussion about genetically modified food for years. She would not eat it knowingly, but the problem is, how do you know what you're eating?
Which
is what you're getting at.
Right. I don't think there is any all natural. I think most of the stuff is some kind of genetically altered so that it grows easier and doesn't get eaten up by bugs type of vegetables. I don't think there is any more all natural. So
all natural.
Yeah.
Renee Taylor said she thinks of cheese dust.
That's it.
On Cheetos.
Passed on Good Day.